أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي كف أيديهم عنكم وأيديكم عنهم ببطن مكة من بعد أن أظفركم عليهم وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is Allah Rabbul Izzat who restrained their hands from you and He restrained your hands from them, that is the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, bibatni Makkah, in the midst of Makkah, min ba'di an adfarakum alayhim, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted you power over them, wa kana Allahu bima ta'maluna basira, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, observes whatever you do. Now this ayah refers to the incident of that group of people from Makkah that had come in the midst of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the explicit intention was to assassinate Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba had apprehended them, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had subsequently set them free. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a ni'mat of Allah, that this was a small group of 50, 60 or 70 people that Sahaba had captured. Had any battle ensued, and if they had to begin to fight, then obviously the people of Makkah from behind were already also waiting to fight and to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a major battle would have ensued between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, and the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarramah. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it as a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah's kindness, that at that particular time no battle had ever ensued. The reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in the next ayat, but more important was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come into the peace treaty. هُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَالْهَدْيَ مَعْكُوفًا أَن يَبْلُغَ مَحِلَّا. It was these people who had disbelieved, and they had stopped you, O Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Masjidul Haram. You had been in the state of Ihram, you had your animals with you, your single focus was to make tawaf of Baytullah, and these people had stopped you. وَالْهَدْيَ مَعْكُوفًا أَن يَبْلُغَ مَحِلَّا. And over and above that, the hadi, the animals that you had taken, were also now restrained and stopped with you, that it was not possible that these animals could even go into Makkah, and they would have been slaughtered in the most appropriate of place. وَلَوْلَا رِجَالٌ مُؤْمِنُونَ وَنِسَاءٌ مُؤْمِنَاتٌ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوهُمْ أَن تَطَؤُوهُمْ فَتُصِيبَكُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَعَرَّةٌ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. One of the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want any battle to take place, any battle to ensue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses here, if it were not for the men, the believing men and the believing women who were in Makkah Mukarramah, we need to bear in mind that there were many, many people that had accepted Islam and Iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they were unable to make hijrat, some of them for financial reasons, others because of social reasons, the pressure of their families. They were unable to leave Makkah Mukarramah, and they were in Makkah Mukarramah already. Now, لَمْ تَعْلَمُوهُمْ, you, all of you, addressing Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, you do not know the identity of these people, you do not know who these people were. Now imagine a battle would have taken place, and what would have happened? أَنْتَ طَهُوهُمْ, you would have trampled upon them. In other words, you may have not known that they were Muslims, and this battle would have taken place, you would have entered the city of Makkah, you would have fought the people of Makkah, and not knowing to you, unbeknown to you, you would have fought these people, and perhaps you may have even killed them. And these were your Muslim brothers, and what would have happened then? You yourself would have been in a state of shock, you would have been in an embarrassing position because of this. The other possibility would have been also that if the Quraysh of Makkah had known the identity of some of these people, they could have held them hostage. They could have held them hostage and they could have brought them forth. What would have been your condition then? What would have been your situation at that time? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتُصِيبَكُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَعَرَّةٌ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, that you would have been befallen into perplexity, you would have been in a state of embarrassment, your conscience would have worried you, you would have had no knowledge about all these things. So without any knowledge, you would have just been in a very, very embarrassing situation. And that is amongst one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want a battle to take place. Now Allah Rabbul Izzat gives the next reason, لِيُدَخِلَ اللَّهُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could admit in His rahmah whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have admitted him into His rahmah would mean that on the one hand, these people from Makkah Mukarrama, they would have had now an easier passage to Madinah Munawwara, as we had seen that Allah Rabbul Izzat opened the way out for them. And secondly, there were many, many disbelievers that had accepted Islam and Iman at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this period of time before even the conquest of Makkah. So at least Allah's rahmah had befallen them, Allah's rahmah had reached them in the sense that now they had Iman and Hidayat. لَوْ تَزَيَّلُوا لَعَذَّبْنَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Had these two groups, the believers in Makkah and the non-believers in Makkah, had they been apart from each other, had they been separated from each other, then most certainly we would have punished those who had disbelieved from amongst them a painful punishment. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this very, very important aspect insofar as why a battle should not take place at that particular time. Is جَعَلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْحَمِيَّةَ حَمِيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one condition of the Quraysh of Makkah, that those who had disbelieved, in their hearts was al-hamiyyah, their hearts was a peculiar kind of arrogance, disdain, their haughtiness, and this haughtiness was the haughtiness of jahiliyyah, the arrogance of ignorance. And why this arrogance of ignorance was there, and why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making reference to it, that on the one hand, at the time of signing the treaty, our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dictated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. They said, we do not know who is Ar-Rahman, we do not know who is Ar-Rahim. That was be moved out. Then he wrote, it is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, we do not consider you to be the Rasul of Allah, you are Muhammad ibn Abdullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be taken out. Arrogance upon arrogance. This year you cannot come for Umrah, you will have to go back to Madinah Munawwara. Look at that high-handedness of theirs. And then again, next year when you come, you can only come for 3 days. And obviously, you cannot come with any weapons whatsoever. So your life is endangered. But obviously, their lives would not be endangered. And like that, whoever leaves Makkah, any Muslim leaves Makkah, he must be turned back and he must be sent back to Makkah. He cannot remain in Madinah Munawwara. So these were the high-handedness, this was the haughtiness, the disdain of the Quraysh of Makkah. But Allah says, فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah had sent down the tranquility, the ease, the peace, the comfort, the peace of mind in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, in that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made the decisions, then they were at ease that this is from Allah, this is the command of Allah, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had decided, and this is what we will follow. So that sakina, that tranquility had come from Allah. وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept them steadfast and firm on the kalima taqwa. Kalima taqwa will be the tawheed, the words of la ilaha illallah, the kalima of risala, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had kept them firm, and even more important to us, a message is, وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا. They were most rightful of it, and they were most deserving of it. This was the choice of Allah to choose Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to become his companions. They were the most worthy, they were the most rightful, and they were the most deserving, and Allah had chose them, and the world can say whatever about them, but they would have remained firm on their iman till the day they left this world, and the message of radiyallahu anhum wa radu an will remain till the day of qiyamah. Wa kana Allahu bi kulli shay'in alima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of everything. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.